How to measure success in enrichment programs for pets. How to measure success in enrichment programs for pets is essential for every pet program leader. You want your furry friends to thrive, and knowing the right metrics can make all the difference. In this article, we'll explore why these success indicators matter, how to set clear goals, and the best strategies to ensure your pets are engaged and happy. You'll learn about benchmarking and best practices in evaluation, helping you unlock the secrets to a successful pet program. Get ready to enhance your pet engagement and improve outcomes for long-term joy and health. Key metrics for evaluating pet programs. Understanding pet program metrics. When you're running a pet program, knowing how to measure success is crucial. You need to focus on specific metrics that can help you see what's working and what's not. Metrics are like your program's heartbeat. They tell you if everything is going smoothly. Here are some key metrics to consider. 1. Participation rate. How many pets and owners are joining your program? 2. Engagement levels. Are participants actively involved? 3. Feedback scores. What do pet owners think about your program? 4. Behavior changes. Are pets showing improvement in behavior? These metrics give you a clear picture of your program's health. Importance of success indicators for pet programs. Success indicators are your guiding stars. They help you navigate the path to a successful pet program. Here's why they matter. 1. Track progress. You can see how far you've come and where you need to go. 2. Make informed decisions. Data helps you decide what's working and what needs tweaking. 3. Boost morale. When you see positive results, it energizes everyone involved. When you keep an eye on these indicators, you can steer your program in the right direction. How to choose the right metrics for your program. Choosing the right metrics is like picking the right tools for a job. You want tools that fit your needs. Here's how to find the best ones. 1. Know your goals. What do you want to achieve with your program? 2. Consider your audience. Think about the pets and owners you're serving. 3. Look at available data. What information can you easily collect? Goal. Increase participation. Suggested metric. Participation rate. Reason. Measures how many people join. Goal. Improve behavior. Suggested metric. Behavior changes. Reason. Shows if pets are learning and adapting. Goal. Enhance satisfaction. Suggested metric. Feedback scores. Reason. Reveals how happy participants are. By focusing on these aspects, you can tailor your metrics to fit your program's needs. Effective strategies for measuring success. Setting clear goals for pet programs. When you think about your pet programs, setting clear goals is like drawing a map before a road trip. You wouldn't want to get lost, right? Start by asking yourself what you want to achieve. Here are some questions to guide you. 1. What skills do you want your pet to learn? 2. How will you know if your pet is happy? 3. What behaviors do you want to encourage? By answering these questions, you create a roadmap for success. Write down your goals and make them specific. Instead of saying, "I want my dog to be better," say, "I want my dog to sit on command 90% of the time." This way, you have a clear target in mind. Utilizing benchmarking for pet program performance. Now that you have your goals, let's talk about benchmarking. Think of it as your pet program's report card. You need to measure how well your program is doing compared to others. Here's how you can do it. 1. Research. Look for similar programs and see how they measure success. 2. Collect data. Keep track of your pet's progress over time. 3. Compare. See how your results stack up against others. Metric. Command success rate. Your program. 85% competitors program. 90% metric. Happy pet index. Your program. 4.5 out of 5 competitors program. 4.8 out of 5 metric. Engagement level. Your program. 75% competitors program. 80%. By using this table, you can easily see where you stand and what areas need improvement. This kind of comparison helps you understand if your program is on track or if it needs a little tweaking. Best practices in pet program evaluation. Evaluating your pet program is crucial. Here are some best practices to follow. 1. Regular check-ins. Schedule monthly or weekly evaluations. This keeps you on your toes. 2. Feedback from others. Ask friends or trainers for their opinions. Sometimes, an outside perspective can shine a light on what you might miss. 3. Adjust as needed. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to change it. Flexibility is key. Remember, the goal is to create a program that works best for you and your pet. By following these practices, you can measure success effectively and make improvements along the way. Enhancing pet engagement through evaluation. Identifying pet engagement success factors to truly boost your pet's happiness, you need to pinpoint what makes them tick. Success factors can vary from one pet to another. Here are some key aspects to consider. 1. Activity level. How active is your pet? Some pets thrive on high-energy play, while others prefer calm interactions. 2. Socialization. Does your pet enjoy being around other animals or people? Social engagement can greatly enhance their well-being. 3. Mental stimulation. Are you providing enough puzzles or challenges? Keeping their minds sharp is just as important as physical play. By focusing on these factors, you can tailor activities that suit your pet's needs and preferences. This way, you're not just throwing random toys at them, you're creating an environment where they can truly flourish. Analyzing pet program outcomes for improvement. Once you have your activities in place, it's time to take a step back and analyze how they're working. Here's how to evaluate your pet programs. Outcome: increased playtime. What to look for? Are they more engaged during play? Next steps: introduce new toys or games. Outcome: better behavior. What to look for? Is your pet calmer and more focused? Next steps: reinforce positive actions. Outcome: improved health. What to look for? Are they more active and fit? Next steps: adjust diet or exercise routines. By keeping track of these outcomes, you can see what's working and what's not. This is where the magic happens. You can tweak and adjust your programs to make them even better. Continuous assessment for long-term success. Consistency is key. To keep your pet engaged over the long haul, you need to continuously assess what you're doing. Regular check-ins will help you stay on track. Here are some tips to keep in mind. 1. Weekly reviews. Set aside time each week to see how your pet is responding to activities. 2. Adapt as needed. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to switch it up. Your pet's interests may change over time. 3. Feedback loop. Pay attention to your pet's behavior. They'll let you know what they love and what they could do without. By maintaining this cycle of assessment and adaptation, you'll ensure that your pet remains engaged and happy. The goal is to create an environment where they thrive, not just survive.